Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Exit music by Ziggs Bantwini, Sky Wonder, as well as Tuxin on that Namibia's Art and Song featuring that Suffocate essay. Listen, Mama Tula is such a beautiful song. This is a song that that just takes you home, literally. You feel like you belong somewhere when you listen to the song, but that's the case anyways with the Fresh playlist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, every single Friday or every other Friday, we bring you people that you speak about, we bring you people that you gossip about, we bring you people that are in our WhatsApp status or in our WhatsApp groups rather. We bring you people that is of interest, and today, my goodness, is someone that is all over this country since yesterday. It's someone that is also on the front page of one of the biggest newspapers today. Shekwan, would you kindly do us the honors as of leave?
Yeah, so this queen is different. She's a different one, okay? And, you know, I actually saw her on TikTok where, you know, with her colleague, they make this really cute content and so forth. And I'm like, okay, get it. And then graduation comes around and she posts this video and pictures that blow all of us away.
Yeah.
Just embracing who she truly, truly is. Which reminds us once again how we need to be a little bit more proud to be Namibian. But yes, the number one trending graduate, mind you, partner, Mzansi X also got a hold of her pictures.
Mzansi X.
Yeah, so she was trending on their Twitter as well. So yeah, let's not delay, man. Welcome the beautiful Queenie Kathirwa on Fresh Breakfast.
Good morning, Queenie.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Girl, how does it feel to be famous?
And this is like real famous, eh?
Right?
I think first of all, I would just like to thank you guys for having me on your show this morning. Famous, I don't know.
You are trending. Was it yesterday? I was just randomly scrolling on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
On X. Uh-huh. And I saw she's just like big blogs in South Africa are sharing her.
Yeah.
I was like, what a moment, man.
This is insane, Queenie. Listen, first things first, congratulations on getting degreed and getting your paper. We are here for it. We celebrate it. How do you feel? How's the reception been for you? You know what I mean? Since yesterday when you blew up all over the country.
Since the day before,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I actually just posted my pictures in just posting graduation, you know.
Yeah.
They were never meant for content. They were never meant to blow up the internet or whatever. So it's been, the past 2 days have been the most overwhelming days of my life. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to respond. My phone's been blowing up.
Yeah.
So I really don't know how to feel, but I'm very excited because it's one degree that I've always prayed for. It's one degree that I've always wanted. And with always wanting to carry my people with me because they sent me to the university. Hence why I dressed up the way I dressed up. Just to give them back or to give back to my community and just appreciate them for shaping me into the person that I am. And I always say I'm a community baby, so...
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Just real quick, Queenie, perhaps tell us, where are you from? What are your building blocks? Where did you finish your high school?
I am born and raised in Opuo.
Oh, where?
Okay.
Yes, I'm born and raised in Opuo. I went to school, primary school. I went to Bethel Timumina Primary School.
Girl, whoa.
Central.
Whoa. Really?
Yes.
Who was your teacher?
There's so many of them. Which one?
Okay, no, but like your class teacher. But also, because I was there. But girl, I'm so old. I'm pretty sure that
the teachers
fine.
You had, you know,
as different
maybe
teachers.
Retired.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so Bethel was your primary school, yeah?
Yeah, Bethel was my primary school, and then I went to Ventuk High School from grade 8 to 12, and then the University of Namibia.
Yeah.
I know. Now, Shekwan, are you guys twins,
right?
In another world?
I also went to Ventuk High.
Really?
Yes. You know what? We were actually the first intakes. We were three in total from Bethel that went to Ventuk High School.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing, man. So tell us, what exactly does this degree mean? Not necessarily to yourself, but you say that you are a community baby. What exactly does this mean for your family? I know that you did it for your dad. Man, what does it mean getting that paper that you just don't print in jail just because you earned it, hey?
But if it's printable, go print your own.
Girl! Exactly.
It's been such a journey. It's really, really, really been such a journey. I've always wanted to be a lawyer since grade 6. Of course, in the hope of wanting to shape where I come from. So in wanting to also just confirm with myself whether or not it's really, really the field I really want to take on. So back in high school, I think that was around 2017, in my grade 10 year, I job shadowed two lawyers, which was Chituri at Chituri Law Chambers, and of course Muharukwa at Swarpo in Muharukwa Attorneys at the time, just to awaken my dream and just to see whether or not it's really, really what I've been wanting to do. And of course, right after that also, I found myself walking in town the one time, but I was wearing uniform, and I saw a street vendor, and he was like, "Yisala procureri."
Wow.
I was like, "What?" I was like, "Is that the confirmation I needed?" And also, getting into university was not a very difficult journey, because I did perform quite well. So I got straight into university, and I was pretty much a shy person also at the time. I was quite a quiet person. So in my second year, then I got exposed to student politics. I got exposed to student leadership. I was class rep at the time, and I ran for faculty rep. I lost that election, and then I ran again for SRC. So at that very same year, 2022, I became the SRC for Community Development and Gender Affairs. And with that portfolio, it really is one that allows me to stand in for minority groups, right? Whether it's the LGBTQ groups, whether it's the disability unit, whether it's the marginalized people. So I worked closely with those people. And also at the same time, I was going through so much. And every time I'd really want to give up, there was always a song behind my brain that would always tell me, "You're not doing it for yourself.
Come on.
Other people sent you here." You know, a group of students, student populace voted you in this position. You've got to represent this. You've got to stand in for those people. So I ran that very election in the same attire as well. Perhaps why I won.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. It had to be more than that attire, really, no way.
Yeah, so it's really, really been, it's not my degree. I've wanted it so bad for myself, for my family, but it's not my degree because other people have invested into it. NSFAF has invested into it, meaning the government has invested into it. JP Karoi has invested into it as well. So I've really, really, really been such a community baby, and it's for my people. It means so much to me. It means so much to the nation, as I can see. It also means so much to my family, and particularly my dad, because I am my father's first child to graduate.
Yeah.
Out of seven.
Wow.
Of which I'm the second last born.
Not you and being a generational curse breaker, girl.
Period.
What? Wow.
And then also, I am my mother's first born and only daughter as well. So I have three other siblings after me. So really, I am really also one of the first to graduate in that particular clan as well. So I'm quite excited, and it's motivational to my younger siblings. As well, and to all other people in the nation and all marginalized students and communities.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
I can tell you right now, as both of us, both Shikwan and I, representing small towns, hearing another small town girl talk the way you talk, achieve what you achieve, it is absolutely unbelievably inspirational.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that attire. Tell us a bit more about the attire that you wore. I mean, obviously, it represents where you come from, but walk us through, especially for some of us, you know, who just know maybe what we know. Tell us about that attire that you had on.
Do you want to know what it is? Do you want to know?
Let's start. What it is, why it is, and what it represents.
Yeah, like even I'm actually really curious what you guys call that head, the headpiece. Yeah.
Erembe, this thingy, the one on the top.
Yes, erembe.
Mm.
Okay, what exactly does that mean, though?
It just really represents a Himba girl that's not married and that also doesn't have any children.
Any children.
It basically just shows you've grown, because at the younger stage you actually don't have it. But when you start your period, or when your period breaks as a girl, as a woman, that's when you get it. And of course, it just shows that you've grown now, and also just represents that you're not married and you don't have any children also.
Okay.
So they call your name up in the in the hall, and you walk up to receive your capping. How was that that reception? Were you like a rock star when you were walking down that aisle and walking up the stage?
Okay, maybe that's another thing I need to clear up as well, because you know it's such a. The university graduation ceremony is such a professional setting, right? And also you're not expected to wear, I think, anything else outside your profession or so. So even the attire that I wore that day was quite different.
Also, basically the photos that we got to see, you did that prior to the graduation.
Prior to my graduation.
Got it. All right.
That is so colonial thinking, though. My goodness, we're in 2024. Why can't you wear your traditional attire to a, you know what? Don't get my political side started.
Yeah, because he's going to get into it. Yeah, but what I also wanted to ask is there a part of you that felt uncomfortable? Uncomfortable in the sense of, you know, not everyone is going to be receiving of something the same way, right? Like when we saw you, I had tears in my eyes and I was like, girl, get it, you know? But then there could also be someone else from a different culture that probably just doesn't really understand. When you wore it or wear it, wherever it is that you go to, are there ever times that you feel uncomfortable because you're a little bit older now?
Well, I don't think there's ever a time I really feel uncomfortable wearing it, because I'm so used to it and I've worn it so many times. It's just now that it's in a different setting and you're in the city.
Yeah.
So even at the university, the first time I actually wore it at the university, you'd get a few comments, especially from the opposite gender, you know, like, hey, your nipples, all of that. So those are comments that you'd usually get, but I think it's just things that I really looked past and I never paid attention to it as much. So it never really got to me as well. So there was never a time I really felt uncomfortable wearing it or whatever. But you'd always see people commenting. Or sometimes you really... Even when I took the shoot, for example, I was very skeptical of the venue, right? When I got to the venue of the shoot, people were looking at me. Everybody was looking at me. And seeing how white this building is and how white every other interior part of it is,
yeah,
I think they were like, where are you going to sit?
No, Shive. Yeah, okay. Yes,
where
yes,
are you going to sit? Like, you know. However, the hotel manager was actually very welcoming, and he was like, you know what? Just do you.
Where did you have the shoot, though? This looks like Ventuk Vase. Am I wrong?
La Viga.
You girl! Nice, uptown girl, yes. I get it.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Yes. I'll see you. The idea itself was also just to sort of move away from, we're marginalized, yes, however we can still make it.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So that was the idea. So I really just wanted to paint the technological development of this Himba girl who came from a pool and just made it.
Yeah. Well, the number one training graduate in Southern Africa, for that matter.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Queenie, for your time. We wish you all the best. We are rooting for you. You're officially a friend of the brand, and we are officially fans, dude.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And just, man, listen, you did this one. There's obviously, because she said on her Instagram, on to the next.
Sinja.
We are going to celebrate you with everything that you do. We wish you nothing but success. We are going to bug you when we need most. Meho, the legal advice. I know.
Sinja. Yeah, it's true.
We are going to ring you up, but all the best. And just enjoy your time back at home and celebrating with your family, hey?
Thank you so much. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Introducing Kampala Rewards from Bunnings. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.